This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, though, Danny, a chance to navigate away for a respite here after what has been wall-to-wall Nats coverage on this show since the start of yesterday's program. How about this? On a Terry McLaurin extension, this is from Hogs Haven. I just want to get your reaction to this to see if it's similar to mine. They have several hundred votes, close to 1,000 votes, I think it was when I looked. And they gave these options, okay? So how would you vote? Fully plays out the final year of his deal without an extension. Gets a deal done before training camp. The deal is done before the season ends, sometime between, say, camp starting and the end of the football season. And then he's just traded, and he's played his final down with Washington. Of those four options, how would you vote?
I would bet on gets deal done before training camp. But it's not a slam dunk.
Of course, like,
I think that's the most likely outcome even still. Even as the percentages are going down, it's still the one that makes the most sense to me.
So I would, too, for the record. But here's, maybe it's hypocritical, why I bring this up. 83% of people are saying gets deal done before camp. 3% say he actually plays out his contract this year in his final year without an extension. 8% say doesn't happen before training camp, but sometime between the end of camp and the end of the season, they get a deal done. And then 6% say he gets traded, which is to say that 91% think eventually he's going to sign a contract, which makes more sense to me. But that level of confidence flies in the face of the current reporting that is out there and updated every single day. Last night, another update. Terry McLaurin is, quote, not happy with the progress of extension negotiations with the Commanders, according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. That was the latest, and there have been a plethora of those. Not happy, upset, frustrated. Now, it could just be posturing. It could just be that the team is doing what San Francisco used to do when Adam Peters was there and waiting until the final possible hour to really start negotiating. Look back at when Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams and all these other guys got their extensions. The earliest was kind of the end of July, and more often than not, it was into August, late August, even close to September, before those extensions were done. So I still think this is just about timing, and this is how Adam Peters is going to operate here. But is that surprising to you at all that despite everything we're seeing, reading, hearing, all the reporting saying one thing, we're going, yeah, but this is Terry. It's going to be fine. It's like we're not even listening, and we're just assuming that it's all noise.
Yeah, there's a lot of assumption.
Might be.
Yeah, a lot of assumption happening. I'm with you. I can't think of an occurrence like this specifically, but there's over the history of sports, there's this, hey, man, there's this percent chance that this happens. Yeah, but come on, we know the big thing's going to happen. And the big thing, the main thing that everyone thinks is going to happen might happen. And I always feel like I'm the one going, it's not that easy. Like, in other words, the stadium probably ends up at RFK. But now we're seeing it happen in real time. It's not that easy. In 100 years, when they look back at the deliberations, it'll look like, yeah, over a couple months they hammered out and it was done. But right now, while we're in it, every day, it's okay, they went to Cafe Milano and now they're dealing with this council member, and now there's another deadline. If it's not done by August, then we won't get the Women's World Cup that time. I mean, everything, well, you're in it. And my point is, I do think a deal gets done. But the thing that I've said from Jump Street, from the beginning, and that I still kind of continue to hammer is, it ain't that easy. It's not that simple. It's not just, okay, now it's July 17th, so we'll start talking. You know what I mean? Like these, there's pain in this. There's angst. There's ups. There's downs. There's, hey, you know, Terry, if we don't do anything, we can just franchise tag you at $28 million. And, you know, we'll kind of put it there, right? I mean, that's an option for us. We don't want to let you go, but we also don't need to pay you $35 million to have you play for us for two more seasons. We'd much rather do that than give you a contract that's kind of out of whack. That might hurt a player's feelings, but that's also a reasonable negotiating stance from the team. So, I don't know, man. It's the kind of thing where, I still think it gets done. I still think that's the best percentage chance. That's your safest bet. But the assumption, the skipping to the end, like it's easy, is the thing I guess I've always kind of objected to. Because it ain't. Like, this, they are, by all accounts, far apart right now.
That is true. It's not easy. But you also, with stars of teams, don't often get this type of reporting. T.J. Watt and the Steelers are apparently not close. We have not heard one time that Watt is angry, to my knowledge, or that he's, you know, his frustration is increasing. I'm sure it is. And I'd have to look. Maybe there's similar reporting, but the diction being used, the terminology being used here, does feel a little bit more incendiary, you know, which is to say that maybe they're further apart than Watt and the Steelers are. I don't know. You brought up the stadium in comparing what is a arduous, long process. You're saying, let's just talk when they park the car, basically, but how they'll end up having done it doesn't really matter. You know, you took out some paint, you ran into some mailboxes, but the car got there kind of thing. This is actually a potentially interesting poll of the day, Darris, for our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. I think we've got two things we talk about with the Commanders on the show a lot that everybody assumes is a formality, and right now it's a giant pain in the butt to get it done. The McLaurin extension and the stadium in D.C. If only one happens, which one would you bet on? Which one is actually more likely to happen? Because I think they're both in the 90-plus percentile, right? With Terry, it's like 85%. With the stadium, it's probably similar. It's something like that. But if I tell you right now, looking at the crystal ball 5 years from now, only one of those happened, a big, juicy extension long-term for McLaurin or the stadium in the city, which would you go with? I guess I would side with McLaurin because I just don't see any possibility of them not agreeing. But I say that on one side of things, and then I look at the stadium and I go, there's no way they're not going to be in D.C.
They can't muck that one up too, can they? Yeah, I mean, the stadium part is out of their control to a degree. So that's why it's the McLaurin is my answer for that one. Because remember, like, all it takes is one council member going, oh, they gave me that? Well, what else can I get? And then at the 11th hour, tearing up the deal going, I want, like, you know, remember the thing for Virginia was, I need toll relief. Okay, here you go. Nope, we're not doing the deal. You know, like, that can happen. Like, the whims of politicians, you being involved with them, that third party, here, these are adults that I trust, right? And that's only adults that I trust in one room versus you are sitting there going, okay, we did everything you asked for, and then at the 11th hour, somebody does something insane. So that's why the McLaurin answer is there, but I think it's a valid question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.